produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again. And I look forward to this time together as we learn how we can find rest from the intensity, uncertainty, and anguish of this world by overcoming the world through Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Twice a year, in April and October, during worldwide conferences of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, members, as well as anyone who desires to, can listen, view, or read vital and timely messages from the Lord's anointed prophet and apostles, as well as other church leaders. In this edition of Power Up Your Family, I would like to share the message delivered by the president of the church, Russell M. Nelson, who literally is God's prophet for our time. His message was entitled, Overcome the World and Find Rest. His message was delivered on Sunday, October the 2nd, and I'd like to share that message verbatim as he delivered it. My dear brothers and sisters, I am grateful to greet you on this glorious Sabbath morning. You're constantly on my mind. I marvel at the way you spring into action whenever you see others in need. I stand amazed at the faith and testimony you demonstrate again and again. I weep over your heartaches, disappointments, and worries. I love you. I assure you that our Heavenly Father and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, love you. They are intimately aware of your circumstances, your goodness, your needs, and prayers for help. Again and again, I pray for you to feel their love for you. Experiencing their love is vital, as it seems that we are accosted daily by an onslaught of sobering news. You may have had days when you wished you could don your pajamas, curl up in a ball, and ask someone to awaken you when the turmoil is over. But my dear brothers and sisters, so many wonderful things are ahead. In coming days, we will see the greatest manifestations of the Savior's power that the world has ever seen. Between now and the time He returns with power and great glory, He will bestow countless privileges, blessings, and miracles upon the faithful. Nonetheless, we are presently living in what surely is a most complicated time in the history of the world. The complexities and challenges leave many people feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. However, consider a recent experience that might shed light on how you and I can find rest. During the recent open house of the Washington, D.C. Temple, a member of the open house committee witnessed an insightful interchange as he escorted several prominent journalists through the temple. Somehow, a young family became attached to this media tour. One reporter kept asking about the journey of a temple patron, as he or she moves through the temple. He wanted to know if the temple journey is symbolic of the challenges in a person's journey through life. A young boy in the family picked up on the conversation. When the tour group entered an endowment room, the boy pointed to the altar where people kneel to make covenants with God and said, quote, "Oh, that's nice. Here's a place for people to rest on their temple journey," close quote. I doubt that the boy knew just how profound his observation was. He likely had no idea about the direct connection between making a covenant with God in the temple and the Savior's stunning promise. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Dear brothers and sisters, I grieve for those who leave the church because they feel membership requires too much of them. They have not yet discovered that making and keeping covenants actually makes life easier. Each person who makes covenants in baptismal fonts and in temples and keeps them has increased access to the power of Jesus Christ. Please ponder that stunning truth. The reward for keeping covenants with God is heavenly power, power that strengthens us to withstand our trials, temptations, and heartaches better. This power eases our way. Those who live the higher laws of Jesus Christ have access to His higher power. Thus, covenant keepers are entitled to a special kind of rest that comes to them through their covenantal relationship with God. Before the Savior submitted himself to the agony of Gethsemane and Calvary, he declared to his apostles, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Subsequently, Jesus entreated each of us to do the same when he said, "I will that ye should overcome the world." Dear brothers and sisters, my message to you today is that because Jesus Christ overcame this fallen world and because he atoned for each of us, you too can overcome this sin-saturated, self-centered, and often exhausting world. Because the Savior, through his infinite atonement, redeemed each of us from weakness, mistakes, and sin, and because he experienced every pain, worry, and burden you have ever had, then as you truly repent and seek his help, you can rise above this present precarious world. You can overcome the spiritually and emotionally exhausting plagues of the world, including arrogance, pride, anger, immorality, hatred, greed, jealousy, and fear. Despite the distractions and distortions that swirl around us, you can find true rest, meaning relief and peace, even amid your most vexing problems. This important truth prompts three fundamental questions. What does it mean to overcome the world? Second, how do we do it? And third, how does overcoming the world bless our lives? What does it mean to overcome the world? It means overcoming the temptation to care more about the things of this world than the things of God. Let me repeat that. What does it mean to overcome the world? It means overcoming the temptation to care more about the things of this world than the things of God. It means trusting the doctrine of Christ more than the philosophies of men. It means delighting in truth, denouncing deception, and becoming humble followers of Christ. It means choosing to refrain from anything that drives the Spirit away. It means being willing to give away even our favorite sins. Now, overcoming the world certainly does not mean becoming perfect in this life, nor does it mean that your problems will magically evaporate, because they won't. And it does not mean that you won't still make mistakes. But overcoming the world does mean that your resistance to sin will increase. Your heart will soften as your faith in Jesus Christ increases. Overcoming the world means growing to love God and His beloved Son more than you love anyone or anything else. How then do we overcome the world? President Nelson quotes from the Book of Mormon, a statement by King Benjamin, who taught us how. He said that, quote, "The natural man is an enemy to God, and remains so forever unless he yields to the enticings of the Holy Spirit and putteth off the natural man and becometh a saint through the atonement of Christ the Lord." Each time you seek for and follow the promptings of the Spirit, each time you do anything good, things that the natural man would not do, you are overcoming the world. Overcoming the world is not an event that happens in a day or two. It happens over a lifetime as we repeatedly embrace the doctrine of Christ. We cultivate faith in Jesus Christ by repenting daily and keeping covenants that endow us with power. We stay on the covenant path and are blessed with spiritual strength, personal revelation, increasing faith, and the ministering of angels. Living the doctrine of Christ can produce the most powerful, virtuous cycle, creating spiritual momentum in our lives. As we strive to live the higher laws of Jesus Christ, our hearts and our very natures begin to change. The Savior lifts us above the pull of this fallen world by blessing us with greater charity, humility, generosity, kindness, self-discipline, peace, and rest. Now, you may be thinking this sounds more like hard spiritual work than rest, but here is the grand truth. While the world insists that power, possessions, popularity, and pleasures of the flesh bring happiness, they do not. They cannot. What they produce is nothing but a hollow substitute for the blessed and happy state of those who keep the commandments of God. The truth is that it is much more exhausting to seek happiness where you can never find it. However, when you yoke yourself to Jesus Christ and do the spiritual work required to overcome the world, He and He alone does have the power to lift you above the pull of this world. Now, how does overcoming the world bless our lives? The answer is clear. Entering into a covenant relationship with God binds us to Him in a way that makes everything about life easier. Please do not understand me. I did not say that making covenants makes life easy. In fact, expect opposition, because the adversary does not want you to discover the power of Jesus Christ. But yoking yourself with the Savior means you have access to His strength and redeeming power. President Nelson goes on to say, "I reaffirm a profound teaching of President Ezra Taft Benson." Quote, "Men and women who turn their lives over to God will discover that He to make a lot more out of their lives than they can. He will deepen their joys, expand their vision, quicken their minds, multiply their blessings, increase their opportunities, comfort their souls, raise up friends, and pour out peace. Close quote. These incomparable privileges follow those who seek the support of heaven to help them overcome this world. To this end, I extend to members of the entire church the same charge I gave to our young adults last May. I urge them then, and I plead with you now, to take charge of your own testimony of Jesus Christ and his gospel. Work for it. Nurture it so it will grow. Feed it truth. Don't pollute it with false philosophies of unbelieving men and women. As you make the continual strengthening of your testimony of Jesus Christ your highest priority, watch for miracles to happen in your life. My plea to you this morning is to find rest from the intensity, uncertainty, and anguish of this world by overcoming the world through your covenants with God. Let him know through your prayers and your actions that you are serious about overcoming the world. Ask him to enlighten your mind and send the help you need. Each day, record the thoughts that come to you as you pray, and follow through diligently. Spend more time in the temple and seek to understand how the temple teaches you to rise above this fallen world. As I have stated before, the gathering of Israel is the most important work taking place on earth today. One crucial element of this gathering is preparing a people who are able, ready, and worthy to receive the Lord when he comes again. A people who have already chosen Jesus Christ over this fallen world. A people who rejoice in their agency to live the higher, holier laws of Jesus Christ. I call upon you, my dear brothers and sisters, to become this righteous people. Cherish and honor your covenants above all other commandments or commitments. As you let God prevail in your life, I promise you greater peace, confidence, joy, and yes, rest. With the power of the Holy Apostleship vested in me, President Nelson said, I bless you in your quest to overcome this world. I bless you to increase your faith in Jesus Christ and learn better how to draw upon his power. I bless you to be able to discern truth from error. I bless you to care more about the things of God than the things of this world. I bless you to see the needs of those around you and strengthen those you love, because Jesus Christ overcame this world. You can too. I so testify in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, my friends, as you probably have felt the Spirit, I hope, as I've shared this message from a prophet of God, there are profound truths found within his message. Life-altering, eternally benefiting truths. And it's my hope and prayer that as we review this message, I'll provide a link to the original written text of this message, as well as the video of President Nelson as he delivered this talk in the October 2022 conference, General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. President Nelson is a rather amazing individual. He's well into his late 90s and still goes strong, serving the Lord as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, as his anointed prophet for our day. He speaks truth, he speaks with power, and he speaks with authority. And I am forever grateful to have come across the opportunity to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and to receive through divine guidance and inspiration personal revelation that has given me a testimony to know that the Lord's Church has been restored upon the earth. And I am so thankful to be a part of the Lord's kingdom here. My hope and prayer is that as all of us have the opportunity to witness of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that we may help others to come unto Christ and to be blessed by his atoning sacrifice, and that through him they may have life eternal. As we were singing a covenant, a communion song, or we call it a sacrament song today at church, there was a hymn, and there was a particular verse that caught my attention. I wasn't going to share this on this particular episode, but I feel impressed to go ahead and share this. The hymn is hymn number 171 in the hymn book of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and the hymn is entitled "With Humble Heart." And the verse that caught my attention was, "Thou gavest thy life on Calvary that I might live forevermore." Now, as I pondered that, the words, "I might live forever," kind of caught my attention. And we are in the month of October, and of course we know that as we get toward the end of this month, we have this great celebration of trick-or-treating and candy and Halloween and all that. But I had this train of thought that kind of entered into my mind that I'll share. I might entitle this Jesus Christ versus Count Dracula. You might say, what in the world? Jesus Christ versus Count Dracula. One gave his blood so we might have eternal life. The other wants to take our blood with the false promise that we might live forever. Heavenly Father has given us our agency, and through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, we have the gift of eternal life. These stand in contrast to Satan and his minions who want to take from us the Savior's gift of eternal life by tempting us to use our agency in self-destructive carnal behavior. In recent years, we have seen popular culture embrace the vampire narrative in books, movies, and television. The premise being that if one gives up their mortal life, or has it taken, by submitting to the vampire, Satan, they can live forever. We all know this is blatantly false. As All Saints Eve, or Halloween, approaches, may we be mindful to enjoy the festivities of the season, trunk or treats, decorations, etc., to focus less on the horrific images and more on the cheerful fall seasonal images. I share that little tidbit just as an afterthought, but I want us to be mindful that the promises made by President Russell M. Nelson, the Lord's prophet, are profoundly true. And I testify of this in the holy and sacred name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.